BFBS, the Forces Station.
So UCRIT is the Army's contribution to NATO's enhanced forward presence, and that is the UK operating in Estonia and northern Poland, where the UK is the framework nation in Estonia, providing the core of the enhanced forward presence battle group, whilst in Poland we provide an armoured recce unit to the American-led battle group.
And for this part of the world, it certainly has been a very busy year. Tell us about what life has been like on the ground for you there.
2022 has been a year of sort of unprecedented change, tempo and activity on UCRIT, in that we were already providing an enhanced forward presence to Estonia to make sure that we were bolstering their defence. But during the, as a response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the UK surged considerable amounts of combat power out to Eastern Europe to make sure that there were the requisite levels of defensive capabilities in this region. So you ostensibly had a sort of tripling of the size of UK elements over in this region. And it started off with the Royal Tank Regiment, and then the 1st Battalion and the Royal Welsh came out as well. And then before you had two battle groups out here. And then what you saw over the summer with the arrival of two rifles was the UK really projecting into the wider region, and in particular into Finland. And I think that was really interesting, as the Secretary of State had visited Finland as they had applied to join NATO and had you know, made sure of the UK's commitment to Finnish security. So what you saw over the summer and over the sort of autumn and winter months was the UK really projecting land forces across the region, whether that be into Finland, Estonia, where we already had the battle group, but also into Latvia, Lithuania, and into southeastern Poland through Opava, to make sure that we were there to reinforce our allies and to bolster the defence in Eastern Europe.
And having been out to Estonia and Tabakamp in particular for quite some years now, ever since 2018, just seeing the development over the last year in particular is quite something.
Yeah, I think it really is. I mean, we've been here for 5 years now, and you can really see, you know, the progress that we've been made. So I think Tabakamp itself has expanded exponentially to just to make sure that it's able to provide that base for, you know, significant numbers of allied troops. But I think just in the work that we have done with our Estonian, French and Danish partners, is really impressive. And when you look at what the interoperability challenges are, I think, you know, we have made significant progress through those, and we're able to work much more seamlessly with our allies and partners to make sure that the battle group is a really capable and powerful unit that is able to sort of fit neatly into the Estonian defence plan, and to make sure that we're able to, you know, really reinforce Estonia and in the wider region should the situation deteriorate.
And looking ahead to 2023, of course, a lot more progress happening, especially with more RAF involvement as well. Talk us through that.
So I think that's really exciting. I think the UK made a series of commitments to regional security at the Madrid, at NATO's Madrid summit. And so what you see in 2023 is those Madrid commitments being implemented. And the first element of that will be with the Chinook force coming out for winter camp in 2023. So you have three or four aircraft or two or three lines of Chinook coming to support winter camp, but also coming to support defence efforts in the wider region. So those Chinooks are worked down in Lithuania and Latvia as well, and also help us to project forces up into Finland. So that's sort of in January, February next year. But then as we move into the summer, you'll see additional battle groups coming out to exercise during the sort of main Estonian training period for an exercise called Spring Storm, which is sort of the culmination of their conscript training cycle. And then you'll see additional forces being surged out here. And I think that, you know, the main part of that is for British forces to become increasingly orientated to operating within Northeast Europe, within the pine forests and wetlands of this region. And it takes a particular type of tactics, techniques and procedures to really be able to operate effectively in this type of terrain and alongside and working within a coalition. So I think for those forces to be orientated, to understand their allies and partners, to understand how to operate in this type of terrain, you know, that all makes us much faster to reinforce and integrate within regional forces. So our time to effect is much reduced, and that makes us much better able to reinforce within this region and bolster Estonia and the region's defences. So I think it's really, 2023 is a really exciting year for us.
Absolutely. And as for the festive season, we spoke this time last year. Of course, you know, post-COVID times, the troops are able to get out a little bit more and have that festive cheer and festive, you know, festivities. What have you got planned for Christmas this year, especially for those that might have their first kind of Christmas experience away from friends and family this year?
So it is really cold here, even by Baltic standards. And we you know, it has been snowing for about 3 or 4 days now. So, you know, there is a considerable amount of snow here. So it does look like a winter wonderland. But equally speaking, you know, we're still spending a fair amount of time making sure that we're able to operate in extreme cold weather. So a lot of our days are spent, you know, getting used to the cold, getting used to working in the snow. But equally, you know, it's a time to reflect on the year, and it's a time to think of our friends and families, and, you know, by being away from them at this time of year. So, you know, we've got various events organised for over the Christmas period and bring people together so they can sort of reflect on the year and reflect on everything that they've achieved and think about Christmas. But equally, you know, we're very conscious that we're away from our friends and families and have been for many months. And the sacrifices that they are making for us to be over here. So, you know, for the next couple of weeks, we will certainly be thinking of our friends and families, and certainly be and thanking them for all their support that they provide for us while we're out here. And also for those of us that are serving out here, making sure that we're able to mark Christmas, whether that be by getting together, a few sort of activities going on, whether that be Christmas meals or sports or a few carols being sung, just to make sure that we have got that Christmas spirit out here.
And finally, do you have a Christmas message to all on ops and their families at home this year?
So I think for everybody who's serving in operations, a huge thank you for everything you are doing. I think these are very challenging times and very serious times for every, you know, for regional security. So a huge thank you for the efforts that you are made, that you are making. And to all our friends and families, a huge thank you for all of your support over these months. And we hope you all have a very happy Christmas wherever you are.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
So I'm Sergeant Mark Bulbeck, 3rd Troop Sergeant, C Squadron, King's Royal Hussars. I'm a tank troop sergeant, so I look after my troop, which includes 4 tanks. That's myself, troop leader, and 2 corporals. My sort of role is the overall daily running of the troop, ensuring that the vehicles are fit, the guys are good to go with their equipment, and also the discipline side of things. Out here, it's a lot different to being back in the UK, so you've got to take your experience and knowledge from being away from home for long periods and making sure that you're always showing, you know, good leadership to the juniors. You've got to pretty much be the glue to cement them and bring them along.
So what kind of considerations have you got to bear in mind then that make a Brit different from ordinary life in the UK?
The main thing, I think, is when you finish work back in the UK, you get to go home, see your family, you get to relax a bit more, you get a lot of private time. Being out here, clearly, when you finish work, you don't feel like you have finished work because you're still in the same environment. You can't really switch off from it. Now we're getting into the depths of winter and it's getting a lot colder. You've got to make sure, obviously, that the guys are keeping on top of their personal admin, making sure they've got the correct clothing, and, you know, just making sure that when they do go out, they're sufficiently prepared for the cold climate.
And there's an element of cold weather training, right? That can only happen, I mean, obviously, in cold weather.
Yep, we do the CWOT course, which is done by the Royal Marines. We got used to manoeuvring in icy conditions, snowy conditions, setting up the tents, getting used to our cold weather issue, which we've not had the opportunity to wear in an exercise condition.
And then presumably, that's the easy part. The job is the easy part, right? Because you know what you're doing. As we enter the Christmas season, different challenges, keeping people happy, keeping people motivated, and keeping people in touch with their families as well, but not being maudlin.
Yeah, definitely. So essentially what we're going to do is keep people busy and keep them entertained during a period where they're going to be away from their loved ones, they're going to be away from their friends. And essentially, the more we can do here to make them feel at home and part of the team, it's a massive morale boost. It brings that camaraderie and you know, that strong bond together. There'll be quite a few things going on, and obviously in the morning the guys will get opportunities to open presents sent out from loved ones. You know, if people aren't that fortunate, then you know, we do get the usual the operational Christmas box that come out. So we make sure the day's sort of a good day all round for everyone to enjoy.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
My name is Landskap Serkutonga, and I'm a class one chef, and I'm based in Kattrick, but I'm attached with Carriage, with a big company, Scots Guards.
I'm Private Jays. I'm here as a class three chef. I'm from One Mersons in Bulford, but I'm here attached as KOH.
Speaking of big numbers, of course, Christmas Day is going to be a busy one. What have you got planned for Christmas?
Doing breakfast baps for the whole of the battle group. We'll be dishing them up and then they'll get them delivered to them in bed. So that essentially they got breakfast in bed for Christmas Day. Then we're doing obviously Christmas dinner, and then in the evening we're doing a finger buffet.
Do you have any stats on how much stuff is on order ready for Christmas Day? How many potatoes, how many turkeys? Is there going to be Christmas pudding?
Not too sure about Christmas, but I know on a day-to-day basis, just normal service, we go through about 200 kilos of potatoes. So Christmas Day, probably maybe double that.
What do you most look forward to about Christmas in the kitchen?
For me, it's the smells, just like all the different spices and the scents you get from Christmas cooking, like the sort of cinnamon smells, the orange smells. Like I just love sort of the buzz and the smells you get around Christmas Day.
And we will be doing a Christmas cake competition as well, so that's one thing we're all looking forward to.
For many of the soldiers here, this will be their first time away from home at Christmas, and just having that family atmosphere over Christmas lunch means a lot. What does Christmas mean for you on Ops?
This is literally my first Christmas away on Ops. I've only been in the army just over a year. So literally being away from home, totally new experience for me. But for me back home, Christmas Day wasn't really that special because I was working anyway. So I've been used to having my sort of Christmas at work, and like my work family is like where I spend most of my time. So it's good. Like we all get together, we have a laugh, we have a little joke with each other, put the Santa hats on with a bunch of rowdy chefs instead.
And finally, on a scale of cookhouses around the Forces world, this is quite a big one. How many steps a day do you think you do? What are we on at the moment?
Well, I'm currently on 17,000, but normally I average about 20,000 in a day. But that's just a normal shift. And then if I'm going to the gym in the evening as well, I might do a little bit more. Or if I walk into the local town, I'll definitely do a lot more, but on average, I would say about 20,000 a day I do.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
I am the commander of the Estonian NATO Force Integration Unit, which is stationed in Tallinn. I am Navy Captain Petteri Vask.
In terms of your day-to-day role working in and amongst the military community and the multinational effort, what kind of work do you get into?
Our primary job is to support and facilitate incoming units, either NATO or NATO nation units. We support them with information what we have. We support with connections, networking, and providing them different kind of aid in order to have a smooth and nice deployments to the Estonia.
So we hear a lot, obviously, about land forces and about armoured vehicles, but maybe less prominent is the role of the Navy in this.
Yeah, Navy is usually at sea, and that's what they're supposed to be. But occasionally, of course, they make port visits. And just recently, a couple of weeks ago, there was a Standing Maritime Group 1 visiting Tallinn, and also the Standing Mine Countermeasure Group 1 visiting Tallinn. And after the visit of Tallinn, they conducted, of course, some exercises outside. Especially this year, it was the freezing winds, which was the cooperation with Finland and Sweden. Well, the old NATO units were also participating in that.
There presumably are some challenges as well, working in a multinational force. Have you come across any of those?
I wouldn't say it is challenge. You have to acknowledge the differences in culture. You have to be more open, more flexible in order to have different kind of approaches understood. You have to apply different kind of laws because the nations are still following their own laws.
And as people look forward to one of the largest holidays of the year then, how do Estonian families celebrate Christmas, and does it differ hugely to the way in which maybe the Brits or the French or other nations do?
There are some differences, of course, but mainly it is still Christian holiday. So it is very much based on these same values and same, let's say, traditions. We bring in the Christmas tree, we decorate the Christmas tree, we have our presents, we make special Christmas food. It is very
Let's talk about the Christmas food, because everyone's interested in Christmas food. So what's big on the Estonian Christmas table?
Usually it's the pork. Pork is the traditional Estonian Christmas food. And together with pork, you serve the sour cabbage. What is very special in Estonian case, it's the black pudding sausage. And together served with the raspberries jam or something sour. It is really delicious, and that's what is our favourite.
Finally, would you like to give a message to Forces families and friends all over the Forces world?
Of course. Happy holiday season. Merry Christmas to everybody, and looking forward for the new year.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
I am Lieutenant Alexandra Rothwell. I'm here as part of the King's Royal Hussars Battle Group, and I'm currently out here as the IA&O officer. So I help to plan engagement events with communities, with NGOs, to go and talk to people about NATO and what we're currently doing in Estonia.
And tonight is a perfect example of that. We are in a very snowy scene here in Tallinn, the capital of Estonia. Tell us about the event tonight.
Tonight's event was first put to us by the British Embassy, by some colleagues that we have there, and it's the Kati Saba community event. So it's a community event for people in the local area to get together of an evening and put on some Christmas lights, listen to some Christmas music, have some drinks, chat to their neighbours, those sorts of things. So we were invited along to come and chat to them as well and find out how they're finding Christmas this year in Estonia. And we also brought our pipes and drums band, who are part of the Scots Guards, to come and do a couple of performances for them as well, which went down a treat.
I am Piper Craig. I'm in the 1st Battalion Scots Guards. We are both in the pipes and drums and assault pioneers.
Tell us what your experience has been like in Estonia so far.
Cold. So far it's been pretty cold, but a couple of good exercises, one on Saaremaa and Bold Hussar, both pretty good exercises, good training objectives and materials.
And how's that work from your point of view then, to go on exercise in an overseas location?
It's certainly different to the UK. There's a lot more challenges here. It's certainly a lot colder, so you have to pack more warm kit and that sort of stuff. It's quite different as well, because as assault pioneers, we don't get the chance too much to use live DEMs in the UK, but there's plenty of opportunity out here, so it's quite good to actually be able to do our job properly.
Is this your first time in Estonia?
Yeah, it's my first time in Estonia, yep.
And what do you think of the place?
It's beautiful. It's very flat, actually, but it's quite beautiful, especially in the winter with the snow on the trees and that, it's quite nice.
And you're here tonight at the local community event, entertaining the crowds. How does that feel for you personally?
It's always great to get the pipes out, especially in a country that maybe hasn't heard them before, especially in the full home service. A lot of pictures, and it's a good, friendly atmosphere.
And what was the response from the crowd today?
I think they loved it, yeah. Lots of claps, lots of smiles. Well, this is actually my first deployment, so it's a good stepping stone to hopefully get on future deployments with the British Army.
Yeah, this is a small neighbourhood. It's called Kassi Saba, which means the cat's tail, in central Tallinn. And it happens every year, 1st of December. There is this big tree where we're standing at the moment, and all the Christmas lights are lighted this evening. And this is where we all come together once a year.
And then special guests this year are the pipes and drums of the Scots Guards, adding an extra bit of flavour to the event.
Yeah, of course, they do wonderful. And every year I think British Embassy sends us someone to sing over here, someone from the troops who are in the Estonia.
Lovely.
So yeah.
Okay, now the lights are on, finally.
That was a lovely countdown to the lights. Thank you for that. So how important do you think community events like this are?
Yeah, of course, very important, especially for the kids. And they always come here, play together. And I think it's very important. And I think we are, you know, like a big family in a way here.
Thank you so much for your time. Okay. And are the kids going to wish us a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year? What do you think? All together? How about Merry Christmas and Happy New Year?
Hei, jõule.
English, can I?
Eesti keeles.
Hei, jõule ja head uut aastat.
Thank you. BFBS, the Forces Station.